Aloha guys, this is Sean Olay from Selling the City the Hawaiian Way, and I am bringing you today's Luxury Manhattan Market Report. And this is all contract signed activity from February 12th to the 18th above the $4 million mark. So this week we had 26 contracts signed, and that was 5 more than the previous week, which is an amazing indicator that our market is starting to pick up. So if you are thinking about selling, now the market is slightly turning. We're right at that precipice where market is turning into a seller's market. So really think about prepping your home and getting ready for it to go on the market. Condos still out sold co-ops at 17 to 5 with 4 townhouses in the mix. The total weekly asking sales price volume came in at $250.5 million. The average asking price came in at $9.6 million with a median asking price of $6.1 million and an average discount from original ask to last asking price came in at 11% with an average down market of 673 days. 65.4% were condos, 19.2% were co-ops, and 15.4% were townhouses, and that made up the luxury market mix. When we take a look at the number one contract, that came in at 735th Avenue, and that was asking $56 million, which was previously reduced from $65.5 million when the building started marketing in January of 2020. This condo has 6,296 square feet. It expands the entire floor of the 23rd floor, 4 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms, a library, home theater, and a powder room. Absolutely exquisite property. The apartment is located in the Aman New York residence, and this is a 22-unit condo that sits above the Aman Hotel. And if you guys haven't visited the Aman Hotel, I highly recommend that you do so. The condo has its own private entrance on 56th Street, and the amenities include 2 restaurants, a jazz club, a 25,000 square foot facility with a lounge, spa, fitness center, and a pool. The buyer was domestic and does own another apartment in the Aman residences. The number two contract came in at 200 Amsterdam Avenue, asking $22.5 million, raised $1 million since the building started marketing in September of 2019. This condo occupies the entire 43rd floor, also another large unit coming in at 4 bedrooms, 4.5 bathrooms. It has nearly 100 feet overlooking Central Park with 2 balconies. And it also has views of the Hudson River. The amenities are somewhat typical, but it does also include a saltwater pool, which is really nice. Fitness center, yoga, Pilates studio, golf simulator, meditation room, men and women's steam room, infrared sauna, a lounge, children's playroom, landscape terrace, you know, all of the amazing amenities that these buildings normally do have. Now, when we take a look at how this broke down, there were 5 co-ops in total. 1 came from Midtown, 4 came from the East Side with the average asking price of $5.3 million. There were 17 condos sold, 1 in the East Side, 4 in the West Side, 11 downtown. Downtown is still dominating the condo market as per usual with an average asking price of $10.6 million, 3,519 average asking price for the price per square foot, and an average size of 3,000 square feet. When we take a look at the amount of townhouses, there were 4 townhouses in the mix. That's great because then the previous week we didn't see as many townhouses in the mix. So I love seeing the fact that townhouses are getting sold. We had 1 on the East Side, 2 on the West Side, and 1 downtown with an average ask of $10.6 million and an average price per square feet of $1,581 and an average size of 6,722 square feet. Also, if you are looking for any off-market townhomes, I saw one in the West Village that was a little short of $40 million. Absolutely exquisite. Ask me for more details. It is probably one of the nicest townhomes that I have seen in the West Village, and it also comes furnished for $50 million. And that, guys, is our Manhattan luxury market report. If you are not in the market just yet and you are thinking about selling, now is the time to really capture this turning point of it becoming truly a seller's market. And for those of you who are thinking about purchasing, You don't want to wait until it turns into a seller's market. You're going to lose all your leverage. You're already starting to lose leverage here. So I highly recommend that you start getting your ducks in order and getting things moving and working with a very aggressive agent, either myself or anybody else, and making sure that they really negotiate hard on your behalf, because again, you are starting to lose leverage, and now the ball is going to very shortly be into the seller's court, and that is not where you want to be as a buyer. As always, guys, I am here for you to be your resource. I hope you find these market reports to be helpful, and I hope that you guys have an amazing week. So until next time, mahalo.